We're back. This is Pastor Chris Ward with the Exorcist Files. My guest tonight is Anthony High LaVey. We call him Jeff. He's the son of Anton LaVey, the Black Pope of the First Church of Satan. And we're going to talk about Halloween. Satanists seriously call it the Black Sabbath. If you'd like to give Jeff a question or something, you can instant message him at nightsearchnet@aol.com. nightsearchnet@aol.com. We really welcome your questions here tonight. So, Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what Christians call Halloween, Satanists seriously call the Black Sabbath. What's that all about?
Well, sometimes Christians don't understand that they're, when they celebrate Halloween, they're taking actual participation in Satan's celebration. And it was originally, way back, oh, I can't, 50 years, but it was way before my time, it goes back in history, where it was actually done for the purpose of using a sacrifice, an offering to Satan. But the Catholics made it something different and thought it would be fun to, well, it's another way of Satan recruiting kids, I'll just put it plain and clear. And so parents and publicity will not notice that this holiday belongs to it, but it actually does.
You know, the strongest part of the history goes all the way back to the Druids in honor of Samhain.
Yes, it does.
The Lord of Death. And they actually used to do mass human sacrifices in by bonfire.
Yes. But Satan doesn't want us to know that today.
You know, I grew up a Roman Catholic, and there was actually a legitimate part in the church that meant well, and they were trying to draw people away from Halloween by offering an alternative holiday, which is often called, you know, the Hallowed Eve of Saints, in All Saints Day. But, you know, if it's a sheep, it doesn't matter what coat it's got on, it's still a sheep.
Yes, absolutely right. And today, they call it the Harvest Festival, and they call it alternatives. And some of the pastors really get mad, but, you know, it's pretty plain in God's word. In 1 Corinthians 10:14-24, we should not be partakers of pagan feasts. And what is it? It is a pagan feast.
That's right. You know, to add to that, in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 6, verse 17, he says, "Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate," says the Lord. "Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." You know,
yeah.
The scripture is so clear. I've got one other I wanted to read, because, you know, Acts 13:20 says that we are not to be involved with sacrifice to idols.
Right.
And in fact, that's what this is.
We're not supposed to be of the world and what they do. But a lot of people like to find ways around that, and it's not right in the sight of the Lord. It doesn't matter what kind of costume you can put a Christian costume on and celebrate it on Halloween, you're still practicing witchcraft.
And yeah, there is no festival like it in the Old Testament.
Pardon me?
There's no festival that's like it. You know, there isn't any, you know, like Rosh Hashanah or any of those kind of holidays that is even similar to Halloween.
No.
Also, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 17, it says, and this is from the Old Testament, it says, "They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals, that your fathers did not fear." And I thought that was interesting. They make the note that your fathers did not fear. The one thing that Satanism has produced today is a tremendous amount of fear.
Yes, with the kids the way they are today, they're becoming more involved with occultism through Halloween. I mean, that's one way that they start thinking about, and then they go from there and go down the store and buy my dad's Bible. This pastor I was earlier talking about, had already bought my dad's satanic Bible and told me outright.
Hmm.
And he's a youth pastor. I said, what are you doing with that? You're not going to show it to the kids. Well, that's disobedience.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're in Leesburg, Florida. We're not far from Umatilla. And if you remember, just a couple of years ago, they had the vampire murders.
Yes.
And the kids were actually drinking the blood.
Yes.
Is that uncommon in Satanism?
No. My dad drank blood at every sacrifice. I think it's gross. I never have. I participated a few times in the past with my dad, but I could not go all the way. And I praise the Lord that I didn't. I am not responsible for anybody's death. I never killed anybody, but my father has.
Uh-huh.
Killed thousands. And I sure hate to be in his shoes.
Oh, amen to that. You know, the Bible also forbids the drinking of blood.
There's also a group that call themselves the vampires who are separate from the Church of Satan, but they also practice drinking blood. They practice vampirism. And a lot of kids have gotten into this. Also, besides the occult.
Well, isn't vampirism and werewolfism, isn't that also a very real part of Satanism?
Yes, it's all connected.
I bet you got some stories there.
It would take a long time. It'll have to be someday when I come to speak in that part of the country.
You know, as an exorcist, I've never run into an actual werewolf. I've talked to people who were being seduced by werewolves, but I have run into vampires.
There's, I think, more vampires than there is werewolves. I know that the Wicca is into that kind of thing more than straight Satanism.
You know, Aleister Crowley was really kind of the modern, probably 19th century inventor of Satanism. But was it before that? Wasn't it just witchcraft and Wicca?
No. This goes way back before young generational Satanists.
Uh-huh.
This goes way back in history. And the Wicca is a branch of the Church of Satan.
You know, they would deny that vehemently.
Yes, because they don't want any investigation.
We're just a lot of nature, you know, we're just a bunch of nature lovers, and we're the herbs and spice and everything nice.
Well, then you'll have to hear what my pastor says sometimes. He's also an ex-Wicca head honcho, you know, it used to be mm-hmm. one of the highest in the organization, and now is a Christian pastor in Georgia, and he has known my family. He'll tell you that that they are not just a worship of nature.
Mm-hmm. So what you mentioned here, like last week we had Paul on, he's over in our church now, he was an ex-Satanist, he's had a mission. And here you are, the son of Anton LaVey, and you're an evangelist, and you're telling me your pastor was ex-Wicca. And so what's the deal? I thought that Satanists couldn't be saved.
That's a lie from devil. I laugh at that.
You know, there may be some Satanists listening, or even some Wiccans. You know, would you like to invite any of them to Christ?
I sure would.
Go ahead.
The darkness will always be dark, but the light will always shine through, and there's peace and joy where darkness only offers unhappiness, discomfort, hatred, violence. It's got a long list, and I can go on and on. But if you really want joy and peace in your life and things to go a little bit better in your life, then Christ has the answer, and he offers the light. a lot of people think that there's a lot of joy in doing these things in witchcraft and darkness, but after a while, only get lined up like a young man did who was 15 years old, and his name was Sean Sellers. Well, I can forgive me if I get a little emotional, but I've been real close to this young man for years. He murdered his family. He was dabbling with witchcraft, thought it was cool, and he wound up on death row. And you can wind up sooner or later on death row or dead somewhere if you continue to follow the darkness. If you can follow the light. By my testimony, I've been through a lot of different things that I should have been dead. I should have been totally destroyed. But because God promised to take care of us, and Satan doesn't offer that. Satan didn't die on the cross for us. Christ did. That's something Satan can't even imitate, can't even come near to that. Would Satan, you ask yourself, would Satan die for you tonight? I don't think so. He'd leave you right in the rut that you're in. And so you got taken by the cops, he'd leave you. That's the kind of friend he is. And anyone following your friends or group following that kind of thing would leave you. But God won't. And God's people won't. We have a choice. Darkness or light. That young man that wound up on death row is now dead. But he lived there for a number of years since he was 15 years old in a little cell with just four walls, not even able to communicate with the other prisoners. Totally separate, waiting for death. Because he made a fatal mistake of picking up my dad's book and following it. That's where Satanism will get you. Death row. Whether it be in prison or out there in the world, it only offers death. It doesn't offer life.
You know, Jeff, why don't you help me in this prayer, okay? I'll say the prayer and you repeat it. That way, maybe they'll follow you in this prayer, okay? Just say, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is my Lord and Savior.
Is my Lord and Savior.
He is my light of the world.
He is my light of the world.
He died on the cross for my sins.
Died on the cross for my sins.
The third day rose again from the dead.
The third day he rose again from the dead.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
I ask you to protect me.
I ask you to protect me.
To cleanse me.
To cleanse me.
To break the bondage of Satan.
To break the bondage of Satan.
And I renounce Satan.
And I renounce Satan.
And all his perks.
And all his curses of the adversary.
And all the promises of the adversary.
And all the promises of the adversary.
And I receive your precious blood.
And I receive your precious blood with open arms.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I receive you now.
I receive you now.
Now just take a little deep breath. Just go. Let it out. And I just want you to know that you can email me, Pastor Chris Ward at AOL.com, and I'll see that Jeff gets all of your mail. If you want to ask me any questions, you can. I'll answer what I can. Remember, Jeff, we don't want to give out your location or your address or anything. Just for your own protection. And that anybody that does write it, though, you know me, that we will send it right on to you.
All right.
I wanted to ask you a couple other questions because this has been so interesting. One of the things that I see oftentimes in church, and people don't even realize it, are what we call talismans. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yes.
Can you explain to the people out there what a talisman is?
It would take a lot of more time than I think we have to offer tonight.
Well, that's true. You know, in a simple sense, though, it's any time there's a symbol or an object which there is indwelt by evil spirits, and people are trying to derive power from it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And, you know, I see people come to church sometimes, they don't realize that they're wearing the horn of Satan or a symbol of Satanism, and they just don't even realize it.
Yeah, I see some of the kids wear a pentagram on their T-shirts. I've seen quite a few of those.
Yeah, I also see them wear crosses and crucifixes, though, and I'll ask them, you know, what is that? And they have no idea.
When I was in the state of Nevada,
mm-hmm.
where I had my ministry, I used to see quite a few kids wear pentagrams on the T-shirts and upside-down crosses. Of course, in Nevada, there is a seminary for Satanism. There's a high school. There's a elementary school that they just put up 5 years ago.
Hmm.
But you see a lot more of that around now in different places, not just there. And sometimes the parents do not know what these things mean. That's why the Lord used me to speak in different places in different churches to help pastors, parents, and teachers, and these kids know what they're doing, what they're wearing is not of Christianity. You've got Christians out there dabbling without the proper education into a lot of this stuff that they wear, and video games, and it goes on and on and on. I was preaching in a church one time with a guest speaker, and the whole congregation got up and came forward at altar call. And every one of them was dabbling and had stuff. And then the most precious one that I remember is this young lady who was wearing something occultic. And she didn't know, but her father was hoping. And I didn't know it was her father standing back of her. I prayed over her and I asked her if she'd be willing to get rid of it. And she was. Recognized after hearing me speak what it was, and she wanted to get rid of it, and her father jumped for joy and started praising the Lord.
Amen. You know, you once said this, and I, this is in one of your pamphlets, I don't know if you remember now, but I thought it was significant, and I'd like to get your comment on it. According to a satanic high priest, the only thing that frightens Satanists is if Christians were to awake to prayer in that powerful name, Jesus.
Amen.
Did you write that?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, it's pretty much obvious that Satanists do not fear Christians.
No, they don't. In fact, they fast and pray like we do. But they're most afraid of losing a lot of us to Christianity. And the power of prayer is a very powerful, when we all bond together as a Christian body.
Mm-hmm.
If a whole community of churches would come together and pray these things out of their city, that's what scares them the most.
Right on. Right on. You know, we, over the years here, we've led many young Satanists to the Lord, and sometimes we've had to relocate them and things like that. We've had some actual warfare, and not in the spirit either, in the flesh. But every time, it came down to prayer, that our faith and our resolve in Jesus, that even, you know, following Him exactly as He told us to, that we just pray for these people and stuck with them, and God set them free.
Amen.
You know, you've been in a lot of different churches, but it hasn't been a joyride, has it?
No. I've been abused a lot by Christians.
You know, last week, Paul, when he closed the show, he said, look, you guys, you need to try a church, and remember, they're like restaurants. Yeah, so once in a while you get a bad meal, but you still go back and eat.
That's correct.
You know, we've only got about a minute and a half left here. Is there anything you'd like to say to close this show? And I just personally want to thank you for being on here, too. Is anything that you'd like to say to the people who are listening?
If there's any kids out there that are listening, since you're teenagers, I'd really like to say, God loves you. I care. And there's many that care out there. Don't follow my dad's book. It only leads to tragic endings. It's found at every, when there's a multitude of people shut up or the Columbine thing, my dad's Bible is always found in one of those people's hands that did the crime. Don't be one of them. Don't follow his books. Not even out of curiosity. It's not worth it. It's not worth the hell that you go through.
Yes, you got somebody that wrote in here, and they want, Teresa from Texas, and she wants to know, are you in any danger?
No.
And from who?
I am never in any danger because, you know why? I never look over my shoulder. I'm not paranoid. I don't carry a gun, and I'm not afraid of anything because God promised to protect me. He has protected me all these years. You have no idea what I've been through. I've only touched a little bit of the surface tonight.
Right on.
But he has always been there as he has promised in his word, and that's more than Satan ever promised any of us.
Amen. Well, Jeff, it's been a joy. I can't believe an hour's gone by. But I want to thank you, and I'd like to invite you to come back on the show again.
I'd love to.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Jeff. God bless you. We love you. We're going to keep you on our prayers. And we know God is faithful. He will protect you. And we have no fear of that.
God bless you.
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. This is Pastor Chris Ward, and I just say, this Halloween, why don't you stay at home and pray? In Jesus' name, God bless, and thanks for listening. Pastor Chris Ward in the Exorcist File saying good night, and God bless.